Space and grace. I love this phrase. Allowing your schedule for the unexpected. Do not pack your schedule so tight that there is no room and you are overwhelmed. When we are overwhelmed, we tend to shut down, and this is when it is really hard to implement values-based choices. We're reacting instead of being proactive. Hello, hello, y'all. This is Rachel, your host and life coach. Welcome to the Grit, Grace, and Transformation podcast. Think about what is possible for you. We live in a world created by God with infinite possibilities. Meet me here weekly for content and tools to help you live abundantly by creating a healthy lifestyle, implementing life-changing habits, deep dives into health and mindfulness, as well as being encouraged with soul-inspiring stories. Let's begin. Happy New Year to y'all. An amazing week, an amazing month. This past week, as I thought about the words that I wanted to share with you, I have been so grateful for time with family, friends, relaxation, and even watching some snowflakes fall. 2023. Think about our time this past year. I always say time is relevant. Some days are longer than others, and for myself, the years have gone by too quickly. I celebrated a significant milestone within the last couple of weeks on the 21st, my 50th birthday. Yep, the big 5-0. I have looked at pictures, thought about wonderful moments, difficult times throughout these 50 years. It was bittersweet. A slew of moments rushed through my mind. How quickly life happens. As we come into 2024, I am asking you to think about what you want. Do you want more time for yourself, your family, more income, more opportunities to travel? I would like to provide you with something to ponder. My grandma used to say, well, it's something to ponder. Anyway, implementing values. When we implement values, our choices begin to align with them. You can also go back and listen to one of the episodes that I published a couple of months ago regarding values and habit-formed decisions versus values-based choices. Think about how often you say yes when you really want to say no. When we are aware of our values and they are at the forefront of our mind, it is easier to say no because we are more cognizant of implementing our values into our decision-making process throughout the week. I recently heard this from another life coach, that if it is not something you would be excited to do today, then why would you say yes to it a week from now, a month from now, 6 months from now? Rethink saying yes, even if you truly believe you should, due to maybe your career, maybe a family member. Every time you say yes to someone else, you are saying no to yourself. How will that yes impact you? And if you have a family, how will the yes impact them? Space and grace. I love this phrase. Allow in your schedule for the unexpected. Do not pack your schedule so tight that there is no room and you are in overwhelm halfway through the day. When we are overwhelmed, we tend to shut down, and this is when it is really hard to implement values-based choices. We are too busy reacting instead of being proactive. Since I just said space and grace, let's talk planning. Over this past year, have you planned for the next day? If not, I recommend planning for the next day, and I also prefer to do this in the late afternoon. The reason behind this is if you wait until just before you go to bed, we are usually exhausted, and really not thinking clearly. At least for myself, I can say this is certainly true. It's a lot easier to put together a couple of things that need to be accomplished for the next day when we are more alert. When clients work with me, we prioritize projects, and then we break down week to week what needs to be accomplished to reach the end goal. I also recommend goals for three different aspects or three different areas in your life. I recommend that we look at the physical aspect, the mindset, and then, of course, spiritual. Do you have a physical goal for the year? Do you have a mindset goal for the year? Let's dig into this a little bit. I am going to read a scripture found in the New Testament, specifically found in the book of Romans. I am reading from the NIV, which is the New International Version. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. That's Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Transformation, it occurs from the renewing of your mind. We must remember that our thoughts and words hold power, significant power. What are you thinking? And what are you speaking? Since we are at the beginning of the new year, here is something to think about this week. I can't versus I don't. When we say, for example, I can't instead of I don't, the phrase I don't allows you to experience a shift. It provides yourself with the power of choice. You just made the choice, for example, to not drink soda. How often do you say, I can't drink soda, or I can't drink soda anymore? And then you go on with why. Over this next week, I am challenging you to use the phrase, I don't, instead of I can't. See how much lighter you feel knowing you are making a choice for yourself. Do you have a New Year's resolution? Many people do. If you do, are you able to implement the phrase, I don't, instead of I can't? Let's keep going and take a look at the spiritual aspect. One of my doctors almost 5 years ago, I've shared this story before in other episodes. He asked me the very first time I met him how my temple was, meaning how was my relationship with God? Did I have one? And where was I in my walk with Him? In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, this verse is very short. Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. What? Let me say that again. This is in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. Since 2020, y'all, how many times have we heard the word anxiety being used? And this is from the young to the young at heart. How do you begin your day? We have discussed planning. We've discussed mindset. Is God at the beginning of your day? If not, why not? And can you take at least 1 minute to thank Him for another day, another opportunity, as well as to guide you through the day with your actions as well as your thoughts? Because it begins with your thoughts. It begins with your mindset. There is a mantra that I love. I'm going to share this with you. And I've also heard this from a couple of other life coaches. Create before you consume. First thing in the morning, are you on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook? And if so, I've been right there with you. If you have more than 1 minute, then think about taking time for a devotional, journaling. At the end of the week, reflect upon how each day overall changed from what it was like previously. before you begin to consume, take time for yourself with Him, even if it is 1 minute spent in prayer, giving thanks to God for a new day. Take the 1 minute. Are you creating your own life, or are you watching someone else's? What are you going to do today and throughout this year that is different from last year? How can I help you achieve your goals? Thank you all so much. And here is to embracing and welcoming 2024. As always, thank you all for listening to this episode. If this blessed you in any way, please share, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. That helps others to find these episodes and is a significant blessing to me as well. You can message me directly through the podcast link. I would love to hear from you. Coaching packages are available, or even a one-hour consultation that also includes a written plan for you based upon what we discussed. Until next time, have an amazing week.